Appendix B, Fire Support Capabilities. Fire Support Functional Overview. No other capability area within the People's Liberation Army, PLAA, has received greater emphasis during the recent period of reform than fire support. In just over two decades, PLAA fire support evolved from a collection of aging Soviet-derived equipment to a largely indigenous, sophisticated, widely varied, and numerous collection of gun and rocket systems. The PLAA employs a mixture of mortars, howitzers, and rockets as the backbone of its fire support, including a notably high density of modernized rocket systems capable of employing precision and near-precision guided munitions. The PLAA's emphasis on firepower manifests most clearly in its investment in modernizing its fire support capabilities. Experiences and observation led PLAA leaders to conclude that their maneuver units faced significant challenges when matching up against their approximate equivalents in the U.S. and Russian armies, so the decision was made to pursue enhanced firepower as a means of offsetting that capability gap. Joint fire support from fixed-wing or rotary-wing aircraft or from ships or submarines is much less well-developed. Close air support is virtually non-existent as a capability, and the PLAA employs a very low density of attack helicopters, though this number is set to increase. Naval firepower is similarly largely absent from the People's Liberation Army's PLA's portfolio, though amphibious forces can provide much of their own firepower support through amphibious tanks, assault guns, and mortars. The PLAA fields ground-based fire support in very high densities throughout its formations. Battalions of all types operate organic medium mortars, while combined arms brigades employ heavy mortars, howitzers, and rocket artillery, multiple rocket launchers, MRLs, in their organic fire support battalions. The Group Army's artillery brigade also features a mixture of guns and rockets, adding in a heavy rocket battalion. These units may be retained by the Group Army to mass fires on a critical target, or they may be task-organized down to the Combined Arms Brigade in order to enhance the Combined Arms Brigade's firepower. The Combined Arms Brigade's organic firepower is roughly equivalent to that of a U.S. Brigade Combat Team, BCT, 27 guns, along with a light rocket battery. Most of the Combined Arms Brigade's guns are 122mm versus the predominantly 155mm guns of the BCTs, but the BCT lacks an organic rocket capability. The Combined Arms Brigade possesses a higher density of guns and better mobility of firepower systems, while the BCT enjoys the greater range and destructive power of larger, higher-caliber gun systems. The density and destructive firepower of reinforcing fires is strongly in the PLAA's favor. The artillery brigade includes up to 72 guns, plus up to 40 MRLs of various caliber. These systems give the Group Army a significant advantage in both range and firepower over equivalent Western formations. Fire direction, targeting, and forward observation have also been major areas of investment for the PLAA. China is the world leader in unmanned aircraft system production and development, and the PLAA was an early adopter of unmanned aircraft as intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance platforms in support of its artillery, particularly its long-range rocket artillery. Combined Arms Brigade artillery battalions include firefighting radars, battlefield surveillance radars, long-range electro-optical and infrared sensors, and sound-ranging equipment, in addition to well-equipped forward observers, both mounted and dismounted. The PLAA devotes significant training resources to the battlefield surveillance and targeting mission. Observers of all types are likely well-trained, and integration between sensors and shooters is likely agile, redundant, and reliable. Fire support equipment overview. The PLAA employs a huge variety of guns, mortars, and rockets. China manufactures a variety of these systems for export. This makes assessing PLAA equipment challenging. Much like with armored vehicles, units of the same type may possess systems with very different capabilities. One notable trend is how the PLAA prioritized the modernization of its artillery systems. Self-propelled guns, SPGs, and MRLs received enormous investments and have largely completely modernized systems, while many towed and mortar systems can be dated back to at least the 1960s. Note, the equipment overview provided in this appendix is not intended to be exhaustive, but rather to introduce the most widely employed variants of major equipment types used by the PLA. Mortars. The Type 87 mortar is the standard light mortar employed throughout the PLAA, reserves, and militia units. A simple design similar to U.S. and Soviet or Russian light mortars, it fires a variety of ammunition, including high explosives, HE, smoke, and illumination, out to roughly 4,000 meters. These mortars are the basic indirect firepower of the Light Combined Arms Battalion, with each battalion employing a battery's worth of mortars, 12 to 16 tubes, in the firepower company. The Type 87 is man-portable, though it is rather heavy by 81 or 82 millimeter standards. The W-99 mortar looks like a hybrid between a mortar and a light howitzer. A towed system, it is referred to by the PLAA as a rapid-fire mortar, and it is capable of an impressive rate of fire, far surpassing that of man-packed 81 or 82 millimeter mortar types. It does, however, require significantly more support, including a prime mover and more ammunition. It is not man-portable, but it represents a significant increase in the firepower available to the infantry battalion. This capability is not replicated in U.S. formations. Towed howitzers. The Type 54 howitzer is a simple 122mm pack gun derived from the World War II-era Soviet M30. Despite its advanced age, the M30/Type 54 is still widely fielded and is almost certainly the most numerous light howitzer design in the world today. Chinese designs were periodically upgraded over the years, becoming lighter, increasing reliability and rate of fire, and simplifying march order and emplacement procedures. While old, the Type 54's performance is roughly in line with modern 105mm guns, though it is somewhat heavier than most contemporary light howitzers. It provides the bulk of the artillery firepower for the Light Combined Arms Brigade, and it still equips many of the towed howitzer battalions of the artillery brigades. The most common evolved versions of the Type 54 are the Type 83 and Type 86, both redevelopments from the 1980s that feature superior chassis technology and increased rates of fire. The Type 54 family is a versatile system. It can provide both indirect or direct fire, and PLAA forces train to employ these systems as direct fire anti-tank guns in addition to their role as artillery. The Type 66 howitzer is another Soviet design, based around the D-20 152mm howitzer. This system dates from the 1960s, and it still comprises most of the PLAA's heavy tube artillery capability. The Type 66 is a large and heavy gun with middling to poor performance by modern standards, but when employed competently and en masse, it can still deliver decisive firepower. The system is simple and robust, able to operate in austere environments with minimal maintenance support. Its rate of fire is similar to that of more modern guns, but its range and accuracy are significantly worse when firing conventional ammunition. Rocket-assisted ammunition and precision-guided rounds offset these limitations somewhat, but their availability is limited. The Type 66 equips the heavy-towed batteries of PLAA artillery brigades, and it is used to provide heavy fire support for maneuver operations. Self-propelled howitzers. The PLZ-89 is the PLAA's most widely used SPG. It mates the gun from the ubiquitous Type 54, Type 83, Type 86, 122mm towed howitzers with the chassis of the Type 63 light tank, creating a simple, lightweight, mobile, self-propelled artillery system. The performance and protection of the PLZ-89 are both unremarkable, but the system is robust and easy to employ. The PLAA employs around 700 PLZ-89s throughout its formations. Nearly all are in the artillery battalions of medium or heavy combined arms brigades. These systems provide close-range fire support for combined arms brigade maneuver actions, typically rolling just behind the maneuver battalions. Though outranged and outgunned by more modern 155mm SPGs, the PLZ-89's mobility and simplicity make it indispensable to the PLAA. The SH-3 is a recent modernized variant, offering improved fire control and mobility. The PLZ-07 is the PLAA's newest 122mm SPG. It employs a modernized version of the PLZ-89's gun, itself derived from the obsolete Soviet D-30, though its performance is improved with modernized fire control and advanced ammunition. The primary advance of the PLZ-07 is the use of the modern ZBD-04 Armored Personnel Carrier, APC, as its chassis, giving it improved cross-country and amphibious performance, greater range, and improved reliability versus older SPGs. The PLZ-07 will likely be produced in large numbers, eventually replacing all of the older PLZ-89 subtypes throughout the PLAA. Like the older system, the PLZ-07 is outgunned by 155mm systems, but its mobility and simplicity make it very well adapted for closely supporting maneuver formations. The PLZ-83 was the PLAA's first heavy-tracked SPG, mating the gun from the Type 66 howitzer with a generic Soviet heavy-armored fighting vehicle AFV chassis. Though the 152mm gun provided enhanced firepower compared to the widely fielded 122mm models, the PLAA was dissatisfied with the PLZ-83's mobility and reliability. The ballistic performance of the gun was also poor. Relatively small numbers were fielded, with the PLAA initially equipping division artillery units with them, and today equipping individual batteries within artillery brigades with them. These systems are still in service, though they are set to be replaced by more modern systems. The PLZ-05 is the PLAA's new heavy SPG, mating a new 155mm gun with a specially developed light AFV chassis. The PLZ-05 can employ a wide variety of munitions and enjoys the impressive range and accuracy of a fully modernized 155mm gun system. In addition, the PLZ-05 employs an autoloader, increasing its sustained rate of fire to 10 rounds per minute with a 3 rounds in 15 seconds burst capability. The PLZ-05 is comparable to other advanced SPGs in most respects, and it represents a major increase in indirect fire capability for the PLAA. It is likely that all artillery brigades will eventually employ a battalion's worth of PLZ-05s as the older PLZ-83s are phased out. The PLZ-05 is a very large and heavy system with substantial support requirements, but its cross-country mobility remains excellent. Multiple rocket launchers. The PHL-81 is the PLAA's most widely distributed 122mm MRL. A simple truck-mounted design derived from the Soviet BM-21, the PHL-81 provides both combined arms brigade artillery battalions and artillery brigades with long-range destructive firepower. Though the PHL-81 is derived from a 1960s-era design, it has been periodically upgraded with digital fire control and a wide variety of munitions, including HE, anti-tank submunitions, fuel-air, smoke, and mine scattering. More specialized types of ammunition, including radio frequency jamming, incendiary, and chemical, have been produced in the past or in other nations, and they may be available to PLAA forces. Precision-guided 122mm rounds may also be available, though their cost and complexity limit their proliferation. Nominal range for the modernized 122mm rounds is around 50 kilometers. The PHZ-89 is essentially a tracked version of the PHL-81. Developed to operate in support of PLAA mechanized and armored forces, it fires the same suite of 122mm rocket rounds while improving protection and mobility at the expense of weight and cost. These systems feature a rapid reload capability, enabling a second rocket pod to be fired within minutes and essentially doubling a battery's firepower against a time-sensitive target. Both the PHL-81 and the PHZ-89 are set to be replaced with domestically produced systems in the relatively near future. The PHL-11 is the new wheeled variant, and the PHZ-11 as the tracked. The PHL-03 is the PLAA's version of the Soviet or Russian BM-30 Smerch, a widely proliferated heavy 300mm MRL. PHL-03 batteries provide long-range striking power for the PLAA's artillery brigades. Advancements in the 300mm class of rockets make these among the most powerful and versatile artillery pieces fielded today. The PLAA operates a wide variety of 300mm rocket ammunition types, including HE, anti-tank submunitions, fuel-air, incendiary, radio frequency jamming, mine scattering, near precision, and precision. New long-range variants push engagement ranges out more than 150 kilometers while maintaining reasonable accuracy. Reload of the PHL-03 is relatively slow. Each tube must be reloaded separately rather than exchanging a pod. The PLAA likely views its 300mm rocket class as the backbone of its operational fires capability of the future, bridging the gap between its gun and light rocket artillery and its ballistic missile force, and it is the primary offset for the lack of a meaningful close air support capability. Ballistic missiles. The DF-11 is the People's Liberation Army Rocket Forces, PLARF's, most widely employed short-range ballistic missile, SRBM. Originally designed to provide operational-level area fires out to 300 kilometers to theater commanders, subsequent versions have expanded the range out past 700 kilometers. Accuracy has also increased, reducing circular error probable to only 30 meters, giving theater commanders a long-range precision strike capability. The DF-11 can employ both conventional and nuclear warheads. Conventional warheads may be either HE submunition or a fuel-air explosive. The PLARF is capable of structured attacks with its DF-11 fleet. and the solid fuel rocket and mobile transporter erector launchers enable rapid launch and reload operations. The DF-15-DF-16 is a newer family of systems that provides the bulk of the PLARF's operational level fire support capability. These systems range between 600 kilometers and 1,000 kilometers, and they employ advanced anti-ballistic missile countermeasures such as terminal maneuvers and decoys. Early variants were not accurate enough for precision strikes, but modernized variants enjoy a circular error probable of 30 meters or less. These missiles can employ nuclear or conventional warheads and have a significantly larger payload, over 600 kilograms, than do most SRBMs. The B-611 is a new SRBM system that likely seeks to replicate the capabilities of the Soviet SS-26 Iskander. Its capabilities include a 500-kilometer range, advanced penetration aids, good mobility, rapid reload, and precision targeting. The B-611 is likely intended to complement the 300-millimeter rocket class with an enhanced penetration weapon, enabling the targeting and destruction of anti-ballistic missile systems prior to more general targeting. Note, this section only discusses PLARF ballistic missiles that may be employed in support of tactical formations. It does not include long-range or intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs. Fire support capabilities and limitations. The PLAA relies heavily on fire support to offset capability shortcomings in its maneuver forces and air power. Artillery of all types, mortars, tubes, and rockets, is deployed in significant density across every type of PLAA formation. Fire support is integrated effectively with maneuver operations. In particular, SPGs train to maneuver closely with armored and mechanized forces. Targeting can be decentralized, with lower echelon commanders integrating artillery spotters, unmanned aircraft, UA, and other surveillance assets. Massed fires are still considered the primary objective of artillery forces, and artillery commanders will generally seek to mass fires on the most valuable targets within range of their systems. PLAA towed systems are much older and heavier than their Western counterparts, but they still have adequate tactical mobility to accomplish their fire support tasks. The PLAA relies on density and mass to accomplish these tasks, and logistics support for artillery is likely one of its primary limitations. The PLAA has a lower density of logistics support than do Western militaries, particularly the U.S. Army, and so sustaining ammunition requirements for operational artillery units may prove a significant challenge. PLAA SPGs are considerably lighter than their Western counterparts, and they are both outranged and outgunned, but they have fantastic cross-country mobility and easier sustainment requirements. The ability of these lightweight SPGs to maneuver closely with armored units is a key element of PLAA tactical operations. PLAA rocket artillery is versatile and effective. It mixes a wide variety of different effects through the use of different munitions integrated on simple, robust mobile chassis. Lighter systems lack the destructive power of heavier Western MRLs, but their simplicity and versatility make them indispensable. Heavy MRLs comprise a huge part of the artillery brigade's firepower. These systems are carefully integrated with forward observers and other surveillance assets to make the most of their destructive potential. While the PLAA fields a variety of precision and near-precision munitions for all of its fire support systems, the cost and complexity of these munitions limit their usage to the highest priority missions. Precision munitions use a variety of guidance methods, including laser targeting, inertial, satellite, imagery, and radar. High-end ballistic missiles employ multiple methods to enhance accuracy at extreme ranges. The PLAA process for mensurating a target is not well known, but is likely less precise than U.S. processes. The decision-making process supporting targeting, however, is likely well-rehearsed and meticulous, in part due to reactions from the bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade by American aircraft in 1999. Like their Russian counterparts, PLAA fire support elements are very concerned with the counterfire threat, and significant resources are given over to counterfire operations. PLAA artillery units generally have good tactical mobility and practice the simple shoot-and-scoot methodology to avoid counterfire, while carefully concealing their positions from aerial attack and observation. The PLAA employs a variety of counterfire systems, including sounding, radars, and visual means, and counterfire missions are highly prioritized.